Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. The name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this week's episode we speak to midfield maestro who plays for Ajax Cape Town. His name is Mark Mayambela.
Sokala Duma Radio.
All right, we have on Sokala Duma Radio, Mark Mayambela, Ajax Cape Town midfield maestro. He's with us now. Mark, thank you very much for your time. How are you feeling, sir?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, I'm good. It's very nice to have you here, man. It's always a pleasure to speak to a PSL superstar face to face. Look, the season wasn't great for Ajax Cape Town. You guys finished outside the top eight. We'll just get straight to it. What do you think, if we were to do a post-mortem of what happened, what went wrong, what do you think went wrong that you guys would achieve a 10th place in the PSL?
I think the team, before the season started, they recruited I think a good team, they assembled a good team. We had a lot of great players in the team. We had a player like Mokwena, great experience, and with other players like Nathan and other guys, so but I think the only problem that gave us, the only thing that gave us problems is the fact that we didn't start well. I think the first 8 games we played without a win.
There wasn't a win. Yeah, was a horrible run.
Yes, and then when we went to the break, and then there was a change of coach, and then Coach Menzo came, and we started to win. We started to pick up points, and we started to climb the ladder. And then we went to the December break on a high, And then when we came back, same situation again. We played 7 games without a win also. So I think that also played a negative thing on us achieving a top 8 finish. But I think the guys did try to bounce back. We were on the verge of reaching top 8, especially going to the Baraka game, but it was unfortunate that the guys we lost the game against Baraka, and we never got to the top 8. But I think it was a fairly good season for us, as much as we didn't reach the top 8. But I think the position that we are in is not a reflection of how good we did in the league.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there by saying that the strength of your club is not a reflection of being 10th out of 16 teams. However, I want to move on. You mentioned Lebogang Mokoena as an inclusion in the team at the beginning of the season. Talk to me about what do you think went wrong? Why do you think he didn't hit form to an extent that we are talking about him potentially leaving the club now? Why didn't he hit form?
I can't comment why he didn't hit form, but I think it was unfortunate for him that he never got game time, as he has wished for. And I think we all know that he's a quality player, he's a great player, and I think with him in the team, he would have added, greatly in the team, he is a great player, and I know even if he's gonna leave the club, he will get another team, and he will continue to do well.
And there's been talks as well of Coach Stanley Menzo struggling to acclimatize to South African conditions, and it's one of the reasons why a lot of people following football say you were 10th place. What do you make of his tactics? Do you think that they fit the style of play in South Africa at the moment? Do you think that he's struggling to acclimatize to our conditions?
No, of course. The fact that he's not familiar with the South African football plays a part. He relies on information that he gets from other people, within the team and outside the team, But I think that the way that he wants us to play, on a good day, we hammer teams, I think it works, I think he has done his best, even with the circumstances that the team has found themselves in, I think, yeah.
Right, so there was Travis Graham was very complimentary of your form. You know that he's your captain at RX Cape Town, and also coach Stanley Menzo was complimentary and he mentioned something about your experience. It's especially at a point where you were getting a lot of man of the match performances. What I want to find out from you is what brought about the calmness in you, and that is quite noticeable in your aura. In you, physically, you can see that this is a calm person. In comparison to the person that used to play for Orlando Pirates, that used to play for Bloemfontein Celtics, you're much more calmer now. And as a result, you're playing a much more influential role in guiding the Ajax youngsters. What brought about the calmness in you?
Well, I think it goes with the experience. It goes with what I've learned in the game, you know, all through the years. You know, I always believe that all the obstacles that I went through were preparations, you know, for the person that I am and the player that I am now. And I believe that it has worked well for myself, you know. And I'm grateful, of course, to Ajax for the opportunity, you know. And it's something that I told myself and something that I always tell myself, that when I enter the field of play, I play with my heart, you know. I play for my family. I play for my... For the supporters, and I play for the team as well, you know. And I knew that when I first came to Ajax, there were like a lot of young players, you know, players that looked up to me, you know. So I couldn't disappoint them as well, you know. I had to be a role model in the team, you know, on and off the field, you know. And I think I did it well, you know. And it helped, you know, with the team as well, you know, with even in situations where they were hard games, you know, for the team, and they now will come, you know, and motivate the guys, and we'll and at the end of the game, you know, we'll come victorious, you know. So you know, I think it comes with the experience, and it comes with, you know, the preparations, you know, that I got. Yeah.
And certainly one knows that you've gone on to achieve a lot of things in South African football. Playing for Pirates itself is some sort of an achievement for some players. Going overseas is an achievement for some players that you have had. Now, tell me about what more does Mark want to achieve in the sport? What more do you want at 8:30? What more do you want to happen in your football life?
No, of course. I always want to inspire people, you know. I want my story, you know, to inspire a lot of players, you know. I don't want you know, players to go through the negative that I've gone through, you know. I always want them to, you know, to enjoy football, you know, to enjoy the better side of football, you know, because it can be ugly at times, you know. Sure. But you know, also with my brother as well, you know, I always try to guide him, you know, and not to do the same mistakes that I did, you know. Not that I want to live like my life or to rectify what I've done wrong through him, you know. But I think it will be good for him, you know, not to go through what I've gone through, you know. And for him now, he's in Sweden, it's age 21. It's a good start, you know, in his football career. You know, he can only get better and better, you know. And it's nice that he will grow up in Europe, you know. So that's something that I always want, you know. I always want to see people doing good. I always want to see players doing well, you know.
And whilst on that topic as well, your brother has done well so far. He was loaned from Djurgården to Degerfors in the first division in Sweden. Now, what have you made of his progress so far? Do you think that the loan was a good move for him? What do you think he's gonna go on to achieve from your objective perspective? What, when you're looking at his talent, what do you think he can achieve?
I think the move from Ugarin to Degerfors, the loan move, was a great move for him. You know, reason being, it's he needs to play more in football for you to improve, for you to know your weaknesses and your strength. You need to play more. And it's something that was lacking at Djurgården. As much as he was always in the squad, you know, traveling and playing games and sometimes coming in as a sub, but I believe that it wasn't enough. So it's something that we chat about, and we came to a decision that this year he should go for a loan, a season loan, to get game time. And it has worked well because he's playing regularly at Daggerforce. He's scoring now, he's finding his form, and which is good, you know. And once you start to play in Europe, and people will see you, and you're also creating opportunities for yourself, you know, for yourself, because now people can see what you can do when you start the game and when you play 90 minutes, you know. So it is a great move for him, you know.
And how far do you think he can go in Sweden, and in the context of Bafana Bafana, in the context of achieving things, how far do you think he can go?
No, of course, as long that he keeps on working hard and keeps on doing well, you know, staying humble, and he will reach where the likes of Benny and Steven Pinal have, you know, and which is the ultimate goal, you know. He loves that. He also loves playing in Europe, you know. And even when he played the Bay Hill, you know, there was an offer for him from Swansea.
From Swansea, yes, I remember, so that, yeah.
They still monitoring him, you know, in his progress, you know. And that also can be a great achievement for him also, you know. But of course, it's one step at a time, you know, one game at a time. And of course, through God, anything is possible.
And in concluding our conversation, Mark, and once again, we thank you very much for your time. Your former coach, your former assistant at Orlando Pirates, has gone on to achieve greater things. Coach Eric Tinkler at Cape Town City. He won the Telkom Knockout. He came number 3 in the log. We currently brought a story that indicates that he's been talking to SuperSport United. There are negotiations. SuperSport United want to negotiate with a coach that is going to replace Stuart Baker. So what's gone on from SuperSport to Bafana Bafana? From your experience of him as a human being, of him as a coach, do you think that would be a great move if that were to materialize?
Well, yes, I did work with Coach Eric briefly, and I think he's a great guy, you know, besides being a coach, you know. And I think his experience as a footballer has helped him a lot in him being a coach, you know. He understands players because he was a player himself, so he understand how to be a footballer and how to achieve and how to do well as a footballer. Hence you see players like Manyama and Ngoma doing well for City. It's because of the person that he is and the coach that he is. And I believe that him, if the deal to SuperSport materialize, I think it will be a great move for him, you know, and for his career, of course. You know, he would, and I know that he will do well as long that he will get the necessary support from the team and the necessary personnel in terms of players. And of course, SuperSport is a great club, is a big team, one of the richest team in South Africa, no doubt. You know, and I know that maybe if he wants to sign players, they will give him the check to do that. You know, so. As long that he will get the necessary support from the team, I think he will achieve a lot. Yeah.
And there you have it, folks. That's Mark Mayambela, Ice Cape Town midfield maestro. Mark, thank you very much for your time, sir.
It's a great pleasure.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Tune in next week for another episode of Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.